Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Kevin Hardwick is joining me now, Canisius College political science professor, Democratic member of the Erie County Legislature. And Kevin, just like with Carl, before we get into the debate, I want to ask you about the foreign interference in the election that was uncovered last night with a news conference by the feds last evening. It sounds like 2016.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously it's very disturbing, but we knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know it was Iran. I think Iran has proven that they're the junior varsity. They have a lot to learn before they get on par with what Russia did 4 years ago, which was really amazing because Russia 4 years ago moved Americans around like chess pieces. Not Americans in New York State because, of course, we didn't matter. We weren't a battleground state, but they had African-Americans in Michigan voting for Jill Stein because they were convinced by supposedly other African-Americans that, you know, it was Tweedledee and Tweedledum between Clinton and Trump. And so they took what should have been Clinton votes and moved them over to out of the Clinton column into the neutral column. It was just amazing. But, it really is something to worry about with everything else going on with, pandemic and the mail-in voting and all the allegations of fraud. We certainly don't need this, and they all know that, so they're going to give us more of that.
Yeah.
And someone, after the election, we ought to do something about it. They're threatening our election, Iran, Russia, whomever, and we ought to punish them, just as we would punish them if they, stole our intellectual property. This is actually worse than that. It's our democracy that they're threatening, and they ought to pay for it.
All right, let's move to the debate tonight, the final presidential debate. What does your gut tell you? What are we in for?
Oh, I think the WWE is going to be thankful that they're not on Thursday night because their ratings for SmackDown would be terrible tonight because I think the real action is going to be at the debate. Everybody after the last debate said, they ought to mute their mics, and now we're muting the mics. And I'm not sure that's going to make much of a difference. In fact, it could actually work in Trump's favor. Much of it may be up to the TV director and the shot that he or she chooses. The Kennedy-Nixon debates were won by Kennedy on television and Nixon on radio because of what people were seeing. And if tonight, rather than a split screen, the director decides to go with just Joe Biden full screen, and he's talking, and he gets flustered because Donald Trump, even though his mic is muted, will probably still be talking to him, and Biden will hear him, and they'll throw him off track. People at home will say, "Well, what's the matter with Joe? Why is he, flustered? Why can't he complete a sentence?" If on the other hand it's a split screen, we'll be able to know. I got to believe that, we'll still hear Trump, perhaps a little bit on Biden's mic. Because oftentimes, as you know, in the studio, if your mic's not on, you can still be picked up by someone else's mic.
Right.
We'll probably see that. We'll see a lot of topics come up. I mean, certainly whether Kristen Welker asks about it or not, we're going to hear about Hunter's hard drive. We're going to hear about the Green New Deal and socialism. We're probably on the other side going to hear about the 545 migrant children who now they've lost their parents. And probably something about the New York Times article about the Trump's Chinese bank account. I'm sure that Biden will bring those up. I'm sure that Trump will bring up the other things. It won't matter what questions are asked. They will answer the questions they want to.
Right.
I mean, that's what happened last time, and it's not the first time it's happened in a debate. Normally it does.
All right. On the Hunter Biden laptop, mm-hmm. What do you think Biden should say tonight? What are you hoping to hear?
I would hope that he would tell whatever he knows. But I think that he'll probably, whatever answer he has, he knows it's going to be raised. And his staff has been preparing him for that question. And we'll hear whatever they've told him he should say. I think he'll stay on message, whatever his message is. It'll be interesting to hear it tonight. And again, I'm sure it'll come up.
What does Biden have to accomplish tonight?
I think again, the trajectory of this race, is working in his favor. Things are looking good for him. There's a new series of battleground polls coming out this morning that, you know, for the most part are favorable towards Biden. He's hanging on in the states he needs to win. Again, you know, with the caveat that 4 years ago we were all fooled by everything. But I think he's got to avoid just doing something stupid, making a mistake that we're talking about tomorrow morning. I think he's got to keep his cool. He's got to know that Trump is going to come after him because this is his last best chance, Trump's last best chance to change the trajectory of the race, and Trump knows that. So Biden's just got to keep his cool. He's got to be the person that they're branding him as, you know, steady, calm, collected, and a nice guy.
And former President Obama is now starting to go out on the trail for Biden. How effective is this for him in this final stretch?
I think it can potentially be very effective. I mean, I think you're sending him into certain areas where you want to turn out the old Obama coalition, especially African Americans, get them to vote. You know, 4 years ago, too many folks who voted for Obama stayed home. They were complacent. If they do that again, Trump will slip in like he did 4 years ago. So I think this is a sign that the Democrats want to make sure that doesn't happen. And Obama, let's face it, Obama is a much more effective campaigner than Joe Biden. And I think you saw some of that yesterday in the speech that he delivered.
Kevin, we appreciate the time. Kevin Hardwick, Canisius College political science professor, Democratic member of the Erie County Legislature.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.